Now you see what's happening. Question, 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 question. And the idea is each question pushes us a little bit deeper into Scripture. I remember a lady, a colleague of mine at the time, not anymore. She's now not in teaching anymore. She is at home with her children. And she went to Israel, and I sometimes can be a little bit dogmatic about the way I say things. my wife would stand up and cheer at this moment. And I said, Jesus isn't the answer man, he's the question man. Because I noted how often people come to Jesus, they ask him a question, what does he do? He asks them a question back. That's pure rabbi, just what the rabbis did. So I said, Jesus isn't the answer man, he's the question man. Well, that offended her. Because she thinks of Jesus, she said, Jesus has always been my answer man. So we had this little thing. Dottie would say, RVL, Jesus gave an answer, look. And I'd say, Dottie, look, Jesus asked a question. And we did this like for 2 weeks. We went to Tzfat, and she went into this photography shop. It's an old Jewish rabbi who does this on the side, concentration camp survivor, this incredible Jewish impressionist. Did you guys go to Tzfat, to the Polish guy? Anyway, she's looking at all this art on the wall, and she's an art teacher. And she said to him, may I ask you a question? I don't think she understood at all what she was getting into. And he said, yes, what? And she said, which is your favorite? And he said, are you married? Now for her, fortunately, she said, yes, why? Because if she wouldn't have said why, that would have been the end. Yes. Oh, okay. And she thought, that was the dumbest. Why? He said, do you have any children? And she said, yes, a son and two daughters. Why? And he said, which is your favorite? That's rabbinic dialogue. Question, question, question until you answer your own question. Because it isn't my answer that matters, it's yours. That's the power of rabbinic... Anyway.